blah.
3, 2, 1.
Blah.
Okay, we're good.
I think that'll work.
All right. We're doing purely audio today, which is a little different. We got Kyle here again.
Kyle, say hi.
What's up?
I brought professional audio.
Welcome back to the And Whatnot podcast. We are on a walk.
We're on a walk again. This is how we've been doing it. These are our summer minis, I've been calling them.
Summer minis.
Because we don't go for that long a walk because these two get too hot.
That's not true. I mean, today's actually quite the day.
Oh, so you want to go longer?
No, I mean, yeah, we could. I mean, technically we are if we're going this way, so.
We'll double long it because there's another spot we can go for longer.
Anyway, how was your weekend, guys?
Well,
that's all right. Not too much, though. Just hung out.
Just hung out?
Hung out.
I noticed.
Friday night, we went out.
Yeah, Friday night, we hung out.
Oh, we all hung out on Friday.
Yeah.
We did that. We had a fire in my backyard.
We had a bonfire in Ben's backyard.
Yeah, I was actually surprised that Kyle came. I was feeling like he was going to flake at some point.
Yeah.
I'm not going to flake.
Well, what I noticed about Kyle's friends...
I am not a frosted flake, so...
You are a frosted flake.
I am not. I'm a white charm.
You should get frosted tips, Kyle. For audio listeners.
Wait, like...
I did that one.
Like in your hair?
You had frosted tips at one point? When was that?
21, maybe?
2021? What made you do that?
Just did it. No reason at all. Just...
Well, were you ever on, like, the soccer team? Like, you know, like, how the soccer players, dye their hair blonde?
Yeah, no.
Some kids it really works for, and then other ones you're like, whoa.
Just make sure your red light is on.
It was.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we are recording.
Yeah, recording. Now, Kyle doesn't like
us
because... We're
just going to let Kyle get hit by a car, sorry.
All Kyle's friends have mustaches, and we don't.
Yeah, that's not...
I saw your friend from your Snapchat, and he had a big mustache like you do.
We call them the mustache gang.
Yeah.
Mustache gang.
Yeah. Is that not true, Kyle? The one you went to that like fair with, you like did a TikTok, or not a TikTok, a Snapchat where you went up to his car, and he had a big mustache.
I don't know.
And he was combing it when you walked up.
I don't know. No.
Wait, is this real?
No, it's not real.
No, it is real.
No,
it is partially real. It is partially real.
Hold on,
I mean,
you...
I have two friends that have beards, but no mustaches.
I swear.
Wait, when did you walk up on Kyle petting a mustache?
No, it was a Snapchat he had sent to me where he was going to do some, like, I don't know, like, fair event or something like that, and his friend picked him up, and as he was walking to his car, he filmed him.
Oh, yeah, that's my friend Ben.
Yeah.
Shout out Ben.
Ben's got a mustache.
Shout out Ben. Ben's got a musty.
No, but yeah.
Well,
shout out Ben.
We have a new listener. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Are you going to tell your friends about the pod?
Absolutely.
You should. Spread the freaking word.
Spread the word, because now this is your third episode as a guest.
Guys, I don't know if I've ever said this, but we are hosted on all of the podcast platforms. That is Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music.
Number one on iTunes as well.
We're getting
up
there.
We're so official.
So this one's not going to be a video, so I'll put this one up as just an audio on YouTube. So hi to our YouTube listeners if you exist.
Hi to the listeners.
Yeah.
You can't see how great I look today, but it's okay.
Yeah. We had a cool ass bonfire. We saw some little baby raccoons.
Oh my god. You sit outside and you realize how many animals are just surrounding you.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Amanda was also saying she had never seen raccoons or whatever. Or she never sees raccoons.
Well, I never see raccoons because I'm not like outdoors.
What's crazy is someone here got a haircut and no one else said nice haircut to him.
You got a haircut.
Oh, I got a haircut.
Oh. Nice haircut.
Oh, dude, that's nice.
Aww,
did your mommy do it for you?
Yes.
Did she actually?
No.
My friend's mother was an actual hair cutter, so we would say, did your mommy cut that for you?
What do you guys ask for when you get a haircut? Like, what is it?
I do two on the side and trim on top. That's my thing.
Two on the side, trim on the top.
Oh, so you give her, like, actual numbers. See, I'm so autistic, I don't know what to say.
Mohawk.
To my... barber usually.
I got my own hair, so I don't know.
Dude, they're putting up a new satellite.
Sometimes.
This is like a military grade satellite. They're
Guys,
contacting the aliens where we work.
We're probably getting arrested.
Yeah. We're broadcasting live from space. Anyway, yeah, I'm like way too autistic for that. So I always say I'm gonna write down what they tell me, but I never do. What I usually say is my hair is too poofy. wait, I seriously do. This is not a lie.
My hair's too poofy. Can you fix it?
I don't
With
say
like your
that.
Two fingers together.
Yeah, I said, can you fix it, please?
Give me haircut.
I will.
Little words make work.
I really, really need a haircut. Please give me a haircut.
What am I doing? I need my haircut.
But no,
I
actually do is I say that my hair's too poofy. Could you reduce it on the sides of it, kind of thin it out on top, and then, you know, fix the bangs and...
But you don't ask for, like, you got, like, a fade going on. Do you ask, like, is that part of the two on the side?
I mean, my person just does that, so I don't ask for it. I just ask for two on the side. And
yeah,
they
always do what I don't ask for. That's why I don't like getting haircuts ever.
I mean, you know, I spend, like, $50 for a haircut, so.
Wow.
Do you really? I spend 20.
I spend, like, 200 every time I get my hair done. But I'm a woman.
I'm a man who goes to a cheap-ass haircutter.
How do you go?
Well, if I go to get my hair cut, like, I usually cut my hair. That's why I don't really, like, go. But, like, if I'm getting my hair colored, I'll get it cut. So, like, obviously the color is...
So do you go once a month or do you go twice a month?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, the past, like, year, I've just been dying and cutting my own hair, so...
That's nice. You're doing a good job.
Yeah,
your
hair
looks good.
I think I'm doing fairly well. No one's said...
I would never have guessed that.
No one said that it looks crazy yet.
Funny story. I used to go to this one guy who had one eye because the haircut was $5. But he was really fucking good, too. He was a one-eyed Russian guy, but his haircutting was just amazing.
What happened to him?
I stopped going.
He got conscripted to war in Russia.
He was deported?
No.
Oh.
I think he lost another eye, so he has no eyes now.
See, like,
would you trust someone who was blind with your hair?
I mean, that's skill.
Yeah, like, if someone has been doing it for, like, years and years and years, it's like muscle memory, you know?
I used to get, like, legitimately really, really upset at bad haircuts. And to one point, I actually started going to, like, a genuine salon where, like, the haircuts were very expensive every time I'd get them. And they'd actually do it right. But it was like, this is way too much money for me to keep affording. So I started going back to my cheap-ass haircut again. But one time I got a gift that was, like, a really, really expensive haircut from my sister. And the guy was, like, this jacked dude. And, like, I was like, this guy's gonna do my hair? Okay, let's see what he does. And he did the best job ever, but I never went back to him.
But I feel like, for guys, you guys get your hair cut so often that it's like, why do you need to be spending, like, $100 every time, you know?
No, I agree. No. That's why I don't. I used to get, like, seriously upset. Now I just don't care anymore. Like, whatever I get, because no matter what, they don't fucking listen to me.
Yeah, honestly, same. I just, like... Even when my hair turns out, like, bad, I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Hair's hair, you know?
The last guy, it was $5 per cut, and I gave him, like, a $5 tip, so it was $10 altogether.
What the fuck? Where did you go?
It?
That was a $5...
It's called Pat's Barbershop in Levittown. Check it out.
Nice.
I feel like he's losing money there.
I mean, they have a lot of customers.
I mean, people grow hair infinitely, so you always need a haircutter. What are you spending... What's the overhead at a haircut place? You know what I mean? Like, scissors? Electric?
Yeah, I guess
that
so.
Weird blue liquid?
Like, a barber specifically. Yeah, I guess they don't really need much.
He was good, though. One-Eyed Willie, I called him.
One-Eyed Willie!
One-Eyed Willie. I love that.
But
we love One-Eyed Willie.
Or girl, I should say. It's fucking a lot better. So...
My haircutter, this is the haircut episode. The one that I currently go to, I've been getting lucky that I've been getting the same lady each time. But
do you not ask?
I don't ask. Because
show up and just...
because no matter what, it's a fucking roll of the dice of how good my hair is going to come out. So it's like, whatever. If Stacy does it, if Kathleen does it.
Should we put Kyle in the middle so ours aren't so
yeah,
close?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, I feel like that's better.
So, but I've been getting this one lady... And I love her because, oh look, they put in windows.
Wowza.
There's a brand new building we always pass by. They're just updating it more and more. There used to be a dog running around this place. Anyway, this lady, the first time I had her, she straight up insulted me. Which I was like, no, I need this. I needed this.
Wait, what do you mean insulted you?
I was like, well, I gave my normal autistic, like, answer where, like, I need to do the, get the poofiness
out
and get help me out. And she was like, you need more than that. Your hair looks like shit. And I was so embarrassed, but I was like, thank you for being honest.
Oh, man.
Thank you for being honest with me.
I'd have to leave.
Go to my shop. Matthew Long in Merrick.
Shout out,
this
Matthew.
This guy's doing a lot of fucking shout outs on our show, bro.
Some shout
We're not getting sponsored,
We don't even
dude.
Have a sponsorship yet.
Yo, shout out Pepsi, too. I love Pepsi.
Shout out fucking Pepsi.
Wait, really? Pepsi or Coke? But, like, okay, so you're a Coke guy.
Yeah, I'm a Coke guy.
What, we're all sniffing here right into the fucking mic.
It's because we're representing our Coke habit.
I like the proper sugar Pepsi.
No, I'm a Diet Coke girly all the way through.
But no, I'm a Coke guy like till death. For me, God damn it, my Tamagotchi keeps shitting without me looking.
I mean Diet Coke. Good.
She's inappropriate.
Bleep that.
What was I gonna say? Vanilla Coke. What's your like nostalgia drink? You're like, this is my, I love this drink, I'll drink it.
Hawaiian Punch.
Yeah.
Diet Coke.
For me, it's Vanilla Coke.
I'm always a Diet Coke. I can't do flavored Coke. So Chris has been doing this thing. Hi, Chris. Where
Chris.
Whenever we
Shout
go to
Chris
the movie
again.
Theater, he like tries a different one. And the other day he had like a Hawaiian Coke.
Ew.
Or something.
What was it, pineapple?
And he's also tried peach. I think it's like a mixture of tropical, whatever. I can't do it. They taste like Four Loko to me. Anything I feel like that is like, I don't know, like even the peach monsters taste like Four Loko to me. I'm just not a flavored girl.
See, people think I'm crazy for this, but I never thought those flavor machines made the Coke taste good or anything like how their star-bought versions taste.
He likes
taste.
Them, and I, whatever, but I just can't.
It's different when it's on a machine?
Well, yeah, like vanilla Coke from the machine doesn't taste like, so I worked at a Carvel once upon a time.
Oh, you're saying the machine is different than like the can or bottle.
Yeah, and we had the flavoring stuff that, that you would put into the Cokes and stuff like that. And, like, yeah, we could make vanilla Coke at our ice cream place, but did it taste like store-bought vanilla Coke? No, it didn't. And the fucking machine ones that are literally Coke machines don't either. You have to get the original. I don't ever use the flavoring on that shit. Some people give, like, orange Coke, which is fucking nasty. I don't...
Orange Coke. If I'm gonna drink orange Coke, it's gonna just be, like, Fanta.
I love Fanta.
Me too. Actually, yeah, I feel like that's, like, a nostalgia thing for me. It's, like, I used to drink a lot of orange soda.
I did too before I realized that it was one of the worst sodas you could
possibly
grape
soda,
drink.
Honestly.
It's like so much fucking sugar. I know
it's
all
so
sodas have
you.
So much sugar in them, but
I drink the zero added sugar Fanta, but and it's still pretty fire, but yeah, it's not the same as the real thing.
Maybe this is a childhood bias thing, but I'll never forget. Like I drink orange soda because of fucking the show Kenan and Kel. Because that was like one of their things on that show. Where it was like orange soda. Anyway,
throwback.
I used to drink that, and, like, I could feel my teeth hurting. Like, so I was like, I am not fucking putting this shit in my mouth anymore.
It's like you go to the doctor and you have 13 cavities, and it's like,
I used to have a lot more cavities when I was a child. But
when I was a kid, I used to get cavities all the time.
Yeah.
I also just don't have great teeth, I was told by my dentist.
What do you mean?
Like, is it enamel? Is that what it's called? That it's not very strong.
Is that, like,
I don't know.
hereditary thing?
I blame my dad or my mom. Yeah. One of them.
There's people yelling
at us. I mean,
we
have really, like, we have nice teeth, but apparently, like, whatever, I don't know. Maybe she's lying. Maybe she's just telling me to, like, take care of my teeth more often.
All dentists are scam artists. Mine keeps trying to sell me on a fucking toothbrush I don't need. But, like, she was like, I can tell you don't use an electric toothbrush. And I'm like, no, I
don't
actually
use
do.
One, and they've never told me to.
Yeah. But I was like, nope, I actually do. And she's like, okay, well, then it's certainly not a Crest toothbrush. And I was like, actually, it is. She goes, oh, never mind then.
I've
learned.
I was
like, okay, so you were just trying to sell me on something.
Yeah. That if you go to the dentist, like, literally just brush your teeth and make yourself... Why are we going this way?
Yeah, we're going straight.
Why?
Sister, because we're extending it.
Anyway. And if you just floss, like, they're going to be like, you have great teeth. Like, just floss.
Yeah.
I want to get one of those water pick things.
I tried those. It sucks. I actually have one. It's not good.
Oh, really?
What is
yeah.
It? Oh, just like, yeah.
It's just pressurized water for your teeth, but it's really not that good.
Like, it's basically like flossing and brushing at the same time.
it seems like such a good idea, and then you use it, and you're like, oh, this is, like, nothing. Like, if I want one, I want the ones the dentists actually use, you know, because those are, like, true. High fucking pressure.
I don't know. I almost got God on TikTok shop for the water picks.
Amanda is so influenced by the TikTok shop.
Yeah, send me anything. I'll probably buy it.
What was the last impulse purchase you made? Whoopsie-daisy. Sorry, lady.
The last impulse?
No, yeah, for Kyle. What about you, Kyle? What was your last impulse buy?
Tamagotchi.
Oh, yeah, we got Kyle got on the Tamagotchi.
Yeah. We got
Sean
him.
Sean King, a.k.a. LeBron.
LeBron.
It's LeBron because you can't fit the N.
It's only five.
Mine's name is Bart. It's actually the child of my former.
Mine is Tunch, son of Gunch. And he's very not well trained. I've been very bad.
I'm hot.
Amanda's hot now. See, this is what I'm talking about. She's like, it's actually a really nice day out today. It's like not hot.
I'm hot. Right? It's a little spicy out here.
Yeah, you wear black and long sleeves in the summer. These people are messed up.
I also do that. Black is a comfort color, okay? Dark colors are comfort, and yes, you have to what?
Hide from the sun.
Always.
See, I don't wear black because I had a job where I spent the entire summer outside, so I kind of had to stop that.
Guys, I ate Taco Bell for the first time in like a really long time last night. And, well, 2 hours after my last bite, I was, throwing my guts up, so, yeah, not a great time.
Well, people say that you go a long time without eating a certain fast food, it really messes with your stomach, like McDonald's. People say, like, if you haven't eaten McDonald's in years, it like, tastes like poison.
Yeah, I don't know, my sister got sick, too, so I think it was something in the food.
Yeah, I think that someone was probably sticking their greasy toenails into the, the food.
What's the best fast food chain? I'm gonna say
McDonald's, hands down.
I think Wendy's is like
no
interesting
off.
What makes you think that?
I don't know, it seems fresher, even though it's probably not. It just seems like it is.
No, like, you stick some like McDonald's french fries and a nugget in front of me, like, it's gone.
Yeah,
it's a frosty that kind of wins me over.
Oh, love a frosty. Oh my god, you know what they do in the summer is they do strawberry frosties, and for the past like 3 years I've been wanting to try one.
What, at Wendy's?
And haven't. Yeah,
let's do it. We just gotta do it. Guys, like, we should chase our dreams and even fast food.
Follow our dreams and get a strawberry frosty. Why am I hot right now?
We went to Culver's last year. It feels like 8 years
Indiana.
Ago.
In Indiana.
We were in Indiana traveling for our job, and we went to Culver's, which was like, I have a friend out in Wisconsin who's like, this is the best food ever. And it was good. It was tasty.
Yeah, it was good. I just feel like everything is overhyped. Like, when you don't have something, like, for a while, it was, what's that burger place?
In-N-Out,
guys?
No.
In-N-Out, yeah.
No.
Smash Burger?
Carl's Jr.'s?
No, it's like a...
Burger
King? Fuck, what is it called? I forget, but they have
Smash
them in Texas.
Burger? Oh, Whataburger.
Whataburger,
Whataburger.
Yeah.
Whataburger.
Yeah, we went through every single fast food place except Whataburger.
Whataburger. And I always said, like, I want to try it. So I was in Texas, and I tried it, and I was like, it was really good, but it's not like how people, you know, exclaim it to be, shouting from the rooftops so that it's, like, the best ever. But, yeah, same with In-N-Out, and I've heard people who've tried In-N-Out, and they're like, eh.
I mean, I will say Culver's was very good, but... You know, somehow it feels way more unhealthy than McDonald's.
God, yeah, that did feel, like, really just greasy and, like, afterwards you're like, ugh. And then milkshakes.
We felt very sluggish after that. We had to drive for fucking 8 hours.
You know what's overrated? All-American. In Massapequa.
That's another shout-out on Long Island.
It's not bad, but it's, you know.
All the Long Island businesses we're showing you love today.
Yeah. Hey, give us sponsors. Sponsor us All-American Burger. I like
All-American Burger. I've never had it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, they're kind of overrated.
I've never had it, but send me a burger.
Do not listen to Kyle. He's out of his damn mind.
I think Five Guys is the best, but it's too much money.
I like so Five Guys, but I don't love their fries.
I love their fries.
It's also another thing that, like, after I eat it, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Five Guys is one of those foods that you feel like you really, like, that is a very once in a while thing for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I also have to be, like, in the mood for Five Guys. Like, if I'm, like, thinking of, like, a fast food or anything that I want, like, I have to really be feeling Five Guys to order it.
Yeah, me too.
God bless.
It used to be, like, the only time I would ever get Five Guys is when I worked at my old broadcast job, and,
where are we? Andrew has gotten us lost. Guys.
We're not getting
Andrew
us lost. We're coming up that
lost.
Way.
He's literally gone.
She's whispering away from me right now, so I'll have no idea
what
she's
saying. He always acts like he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't.
She's doing ASMR into the mic.
And the fact that you're going to edit this and hear every word I just spittled into this thing.
Spittled. Yeah, I Five Guys was like a really rare treat for me. But yeah, I actually really like their fries because they give you a shit ton. That's the only saving grace of Five Guys.
They do give you a shit ton of fries. Like, you order two burgers, you got fries for 10.
Well, one time they messed up my order and they gave me like I don't mind the spicy fries, but like it's not.
Cajun fries?
Yeah, I don't mind it, but like I didn't
ask for
it.
Wait, they have different kinds of fries?
Cajun.
They have Cajun and normal.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to try those.
They gave me Cajun, I didn't ask for it. And I was like, hey, guys, sorry, you gave me the wrong fry. Like, keep it and take this large bag of fries. And large for them is, like, legitimately an entire
whole bag.
Yeah, it's a full bag.
It's a fucking full bag of
it's
fries.
It's like they have fries coming out of their assholes.
Yeah.
They do.
Well, that was their whole thing. Do you remember before COVID, there were a lot of restaurants, the chain restaurants, that their whole thing was like, we got peanuts for days. And since Five Guys does peanut oil, they would have peanuts that you could just grab into a box and eat some, which is so fucking, like...
I feel like I know what you're talking about. Like, I feel like I've seen a peanut box.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and I think, is it Outback? Does that too?
No, Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse.
I go hard for Outback, Bloomin' Onion.
That's the only thing I like of theirs that's good anymore. The last time I ate at Outback... This, by the way, I'm not someone who gets, like, sick from eating very often, but Outback, and specifically the one that is near Amanda,
yeah, I
got
remember
me
you telling me this. Got
viciously
you really sick.
Viciously, viciously ill.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is, like, after you get sick from a place, like, whether it's McDonald's, Outback, or, like, anything, it's gonna turn you off from eating it ever.
Yeah, it's true. It's like no matter how much you want to fight your body's instincts, you cannot make your body want to try a food that's made you sick before.
Yeah, it's the same thing with like alcohol and everything. You know what I mean? Like when I was younger, I got sick off of Bud Light.
Really?
Because I was like 15 and I drank like 20 of them. And then like for like 5 years, I couldn't drink Bud Light.
So it wasn't Bud Light, it was alcohol poisoning you got, which made you sick.
Yeah, well, you know what I was doing? I was like, it was like the first time I officially got like drunk. Like I've gotten tipsy before, but I was like hammered. So I was spinning in circles, like just having so much fun. And then, yeah.
Yeah, that would probably make me sick too.
I was projectile for the rest of that night.
For me, it was, I went to a place, by the way, this is, I think I told this story in a very early episode. It was the place that I got closed down.
What?
Oh my
yeah.
God.
The place that I got closed down, I actually ate at that place. Kyle, you're stepping right in the muck.
I know.
Kyle's in the muck.
I love muck,
he's in the trenches.
He's kind of a muck lover.
Yeah,
Anyway, I ate at
I
that place.
Muck.
It was one of those like nice little Italian restaurants, and I ordered like seafood, calamari, blah, 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 pasta, and it was delicious, but I had the worst food poisoning, I think probably of my life after that, and I could not even eat at that place ever again.
I'd be so sad if something like calamari or like a certain type of seafood made me sick because I know I would probably never go back.
Well, yeah, it makes you question their chefs. Like, it's like, are they cooking properly here? Are they doing a good job?
Are they, like, not washing their hands and there's, like, a poop particle?
Oh, that's so nasty.
That's how you get E. coli.
E. coli? E. coli.
No, isn't that the Ricola?
Oh, maybe.
Ricola.
You got sick from a hot dog?
Yeah,
not E. coli.
Maybe I was, like, 8 or 9 at a football game.
Oh.
I got so sick, and I haven't had one for 10 years. I just couldn't do it, but...
Yeah, that's another one that would make me really sad, because I love hot dogs.
That's one of those things, like,
I have a newfound love for hot dogs, because I used to not eat a lot of hot dogs, because I was just weirded out by them. But I love hot dogs.
I used to eat them a lot, and then at one point in my life, this is going to sound schizo, but I started, like, when I would get fevers, this is going to sound so fucking nuts, I would smell hot dogs.
No.
I would smell hot dogs when I would get really bad fevers.
So you're like sweating hot dog juice?
Yeah. Well, no.
Did you eat a lot of hot dogs?
No. I don't know what it was, but it was just something. It was just something that would happen to me that I would smell hot dogs and I had a bad fever. And so, like, for a while, I started associating hot dogs with fevers.
Oh.
I want on the record, I'm pro Joey Chestnut. I love Joey Chestnut. Shout out Joey Chestnut.
We calculated it. He ate like $500 of hot dogs.
Yes. Well, Nathan's hot dogs are fucking expensive, so.
One well-famous hot dog, please.
Yeah, like $6
a
hot dog.
Famous
insane.
Hot dog, please. Amanda, tell them what I do when we go out to the mall.
Oh my God. Andrew does this thing when we're in public and he turns like into this character. You're gonna have to do it because I can't do it, but we walk up to the lady at Nathan's hot dogs and he says,
I go, excuse me, ma'am, I would like one of your well-famous hot dogs, please.
And he had a coupon and the coupon didn't work. So she said that, and he turned like fully normal, and was just like, "Oh, that's all right. Then I'll just get one anyway."
That's all right. It's just the one.
Insane.
She's like, "Well, you don't want two hot dogs?" Like, no, that's like that looks like one of her coworkers. Like, exactly.
It's his doppelganger.
It's his doppelganger. But like, she was like, "What? You don't still want two hot dogs for $15 fucking?" Plain.
Yeah, oh my God, that's the thing. Andrew spent like $5.75 on this hot dog with no ketchup, no mustard, no sauerkraut, nothing.
Nothing.
And it was still $6.
Fucking ridiculous amount of money for a fucking hot dog.
I believe a hot dog with condiments should be $2.50.
Yep.
Maybe $2.75.
I agree.
That's why Costco is the only place in this world that does any justice to pricing.
I'll start a food truck.
Costco just cost low.
Actually, at my cousin's grad party this weekend, he had a food truck, and they've had this food truck before, and it used to be called Super Duper Weenies, but they changed the name. They took the weenies out.
They took the weenies out?
Yeah, now it's just Super Duper Food Truck.
What would be your food truck?
Junior.
I don't know, actually, but I have decided that at my wedding, there will be a food truck on the way out.
On the way out? There's gonna be... Well, that's smart.
Yeah, so when everyone's, like, fat, drunk, happy, like... They can grab like a pretzel or a hot dog.
Or it's a really burger. Smart. That's a really smart thing to do. What
I used
about you,
to
Kyle?
See it at my old job. They used to always have food trucks when everyone's like drunk and they're like, "Oh, pretzel." And I need that.
At my wedding? Oh.
No, not your wedding. I'm saying, what food truck would you have?
Donuts.
You would do a donut food truck?
Yeah, but like, donuts. What about a donut wall? And then you have like a
donut
food
wall.
Food truck.
Donut wall.
Have you ever seen the donut walls?
I actually
like
don't
weddings.
Know what she's talking about, folks. Yeah.
They're like little cork boards, and they're hanging donuts on them. So you like take a donut off the
Doesn't
wall.
Doesn't that like fucking make Dry them stale and?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if they're out for too long, but.
Where you going? Where you
going? Wait, is that like a wedding thing, or we're talking about food trucks here?
No, I know, but like I'm saying, if you want. You can have the best of both worlds. You're gonna have a food truck and then you can have a donut wall.
A food truck with hot dogs and donuts only.
Okay.
Yeah, and you have to put
I honestly agree.
You have to fit the hot
donut
dog through the donut. Yeah.
Ew.
It's
and you
really
have
funny.
To eat it together.
It gets the kids laughing.
It gets the kids laughing.
Kids should be banned from all weddings. Frankly, kids should be banned from anything that adults do, which is everything, so they should be banned.
Oh, well, I believe my wedding is going to be 18+, with a few exceptions.
Yeah.
Because I don't need, like, a crying kid while I'm, like, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Trying to enjoy my night.
Well, this was weird. I went to see the Deadpool movie this weekend. It was very funny. And that is a really egregiously dirty movie. And this kid was 5 years old.
Oh, my God.
And he was not laughing at a fucking peep of it because he just didn't understand what the hell they were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, like, if you can't get the movie, just don't bring your kid.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. That and horror movies. Like, why are you bringing your child to a horror movie?
I never understood that shit. There's a great picture that I found once that was, I think I told you about this, Amanda. It was like a fucking theater, and on the side of the theater was a fucking playground in the theater. And it was like, that is just a nightmare.
That would piss me off. I'd be like, this is just catered to children at this point. Get out of here.
Yeah.
They should just have daycares. Take my kid while I go see this movie.
They should. That should be a thing. I'm honestly shocked that's not, like, more of a thing at certain theaters where there's just a jungle gym that they can play in while you're seeing a great film. Honestly, we should open up a theater and fucking do that.
I agree.
Like, they got rid of the play place at McDonald's, put them up in the theaters.
True, like, use that money and give it to the movie theaters.
Yeah. No, they'll just...
Wait, do no McDonald's have play places anymore?
They're not built with play places anymore now.
I mean, I think one, Rivertown near me has one.
Yeah, but that was already built. I'm saying they're not built with they're not built with
it's
play
places.
It's
crazy how McDonald's grew up. Like, yeah. It used to be this place that, like, even the exterior was just made for kids. And now it's like an adult...
They used to do fucking birthday parties at McDonald's. That was like a common thing. Oh, we're gonna be jumping, Kyle. Hold on.
I would have had a birthday party at McDonald's if I knew that.
TGI Fridays.
Isn't that still around?
I mean...
I feel like they're mostly located in malls.
No, I've seen... There's still a few around.
Yeah, I feel like the mall... Yeah, I think they're like still...
That was my place back in the day.
Bro, come to our county. Come on and see.
Tennessee?
Yeah, Tennessee County. Tennessee County.
Howdy.
Howdy, y'all.
Hell yeah, bro.
All right, let me get a howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy?
Howdy.
Oh, we're done. Okay.
We're done.
All right.
Bye.